everybody, welcome. How you all doing today? Of course, it is the Krigler Show. I'm your host, Adam Krigler. How you guys doing? Today we have an interesting show. We're going to be talking about a few things. And yeah, before we do, I just want to say hello and welcome. Thanks for joining me. How you all doing? I'm doing well. I've been holding chat up for a while, and I want to just read this super chat real quick. It came in before I started. Robert Wiles, of course. He said, I hope this makes Betty smile and Diana Francisco smile. My pug is doing better today. I still am taking him to the vet to be sure he's okay. Be blessed. Thank you, Robert. I just want to, so I don't have to go digging for it later. And then I want to be able to see chat. Like, you know, I love chat. You guys are great. Oh, you see my Hangover Gang shirt? That's right. Hangover Gang. And anyway, let's go, Brandon. You guys, you know, he's the winner. isn't that great? You guys watching this whole Let's Go Brandon thing? I mean, that thing is pretty ridiculous. That newscaster really thought that they were saying, Let's Go Brandon. Let's Go Brandon. Yeah, no, they were not. No, in fact, they were saying F Joe Biden. I think we all know it. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about some audit news. That's right. There's a bunch of legislators that are pushing to have a nationwide audit. Now, of course, whether this happens, I highly doubt it, to be honest, between you and I. It's not going to happen. Would I love to see it? Absolutely. Would I love to see this? Absolutely. Are more things coming from it? Yes. We have Georgia actually is pushing to look basically with a microscope about specific parts of their election. But do we need a national audit? Yes, it's something that I've been calling from the get-go. I want an audit full on the entire country, especially now that the Maricopa audit has proven a bunch of discrepancies that may or may not have flipped Arizona. We don't know for certain yet, right? Because they were just showing what they found, and they haven't done anything about it. But it is, from what I mean, I've reported on it. If you guys did watch those segments, you can check them out on my in my clips channel. And I think we need a full on nationwide audit, which is what these people are pushing for. State legislators, I think it's over 100 now, which is amazing to see. And we'll see. And I'll give you what I know and what I've found so far, and we'll talk about it. And then, of course, we'll be paying very close attention to that. Then we're going to be talking about the Biden administration asking the FBI to mobilize against parents who are against critical race theory. Now, I'm not joking. This is actually happening. The Biden administration asked the FBI to mobilize against the parents, citing threats. You are now a threat if you are against critical race theory. That is now where we are at. It is, I can't believe that's where we are. I honestly cannot believe that that is where we are, but here we are. The FBI is now going to start investigating people who are against critical race theory. The parents who have been standing up and yelling. Loudoun County, for example, they were snapping at their board member, the school board, which they have every right to be. It's their tax money. It's their children. Most importantly, it's their children. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about that. And then I'm going to finish it up talking about William Shatner. That's right. This man is going to space. Jeff Bezos, say what you want about him. He's bringing some legitimate people into space, and that's pretty cool, right? His first flight was pretty cool, and now he's going to make Captain Kirk actually spacebound, which I'm pretty excited about. I mean, I grew up watching Star Trek. I really enjoyed Star Trek, and my dad and I used to watch it together, and it started with Captain Kirk, the original movies. I don't remember. I think there's like four or five of them or something. And I had that. He had the original VHS box set. And I love that. I love that series. My favorite was Voyage Home. I think that's when they had to go save blue whales. They somehow back went back in time. I don't really remember that movie actually. Maybe I should go watch it again, but yeah. Pardon me. All right, so before we get into it, please subscribe. You guys are absolutely fantastic, all of you subscribers out there. And anyone sharing my videos, you guys are the best. Seriously, thank you so much for sharing my videos. I see a lot of them are being shared, and that's helping me grow. And I thank all of you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please smash the like button. Definitely helps the algorithms. Ever since I had that Google whistleblower, the upward momentum has teetered out, and I think, yeah, maybe it's just teetered out. Who knows? Or maybe I was talking a bunch of talking against Google, which of course owns YouTube, and the powers that be have. But anyway, every like, every share, every subscriber definitely helps me, and I thank you for each and every one of them. All right. Check us out. You can go to my webpage if you want to get a little bit more of me. I actually have a podcast and an RSS number that you can enter into your podcast apps and listen to me. We actually upload each live show as a podcast when as soon as we get around to it. We tried to make it as quick as possible. Follow me over on Odyssey. It's the Krigler Show. Everything that I put goes on Odyssey. So if it happens to disappear from YouTube, it will automatically be on Odyssey and it will never be deleted there. And then check out this new Krigler coffee meme we got. I love it. No, I don't. I didn't know this happened actually. If you drink Krigler coffee, you get surrounded by beautiful, bodacious babes. But maybe it is a thing. I don't know. But you can check out the coffee, of course, kriglercoffee.com. Anyway, enough of that. First, we're going to be talking about audit news. So it turns out the Maricopa County audit, if you weren't paying attention to it, shone some a light on some major discrepancies. And then not only that, the canvassing that they did, they went around to people who actually voted. They walked around Maricopa County actually asking people, does this person live here? Does this person live here? Is this person registered here? This vote came from this address. And turns out there was over 300,000 missing votes or ghost votes, all these, and that was separate from the audit actually. So there's two different things that I'm talking about here. Major discrepancies in Maricopa County. And then I saw this. This is I'm grateful for this. State lawmakers call for nationwide review of the 2020 ballots. Just shy of 100 state lawmakers across the country are calling for a forensic review of the 2020 presidential election results in all 50 states. The letter from state legislators to the American people was released on Monday and was signed by 92 lawmakers. Here it is. We are vested with the plenary power of the U.S. Constitution to oversee the election of the President of the United States, they explain. It has come to our attention from an audit of 2.1 billion ballots in Arizona, complemented by an in-depth canvas of votes in Arizona, as well as through multiple different data reviews of voting by independent experts, that our representative republic suffered a corrupted 2020 election. All right, I'm just going to pause right there. Oh, man. I mean, it's not like an I told you so moment. What is this moment? What am I feeling right now? Vindication a little bit? No. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. You know, it's like, thank you. Thank you. So many people knew this from the get-go. We saw it. We saw it happening up before the election. They were making this happen. They even came out and said it was fortified. That New York Times article talking about how the cabal, had to get Trump out. So they fortified the election using every different facet that they can. Also known as widespread fortification. And what is fortification really? I mean, it's akin to fraud. And they're coming out and saying it. They want a state or a nationwide audit. 50 states. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's what we need. That's what we want. Everyone should want this. Every single person should want this. But you got to remember, Joe Biden came out and said an audit is racist. Unless, of course, you're in California and you're worried that Larry Elder might actually win against Gavin Newsom. which they were talking about actually doing. I don't know if you remember that. They were like, maybe we should audit this just in case. There should be an audit. And then, of course, there's no audit now that Gavin Newsom won. Why are they talking about an audit now? I haven't heard a peep from these same people that were saying we should audit the election in California. I maybe think we should audit the gubernational election. What do you think? Anyway, back to this. They point to Maricopa County, Arizona's audit in their argument for multiple audits and canvasses in multiple states. We have come to the conclusion that all 50 states need to be forensically audited. Voter rolls should be scrubbed with a canvas of voters to ensure the future integrity of our elections. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. They wrote, if results from these measures prove an inaccurate election was held, as has been shown in Arizona and is being shown in many other states, then it is clear that certification of many electors was improperly rendered in January of 2021 of the November 2020 United States presidential election. If it is shown that either Joe Biden would receive fewer than the 270 tallied electoral votes or Donald Trump would receive more than the 270 electoral votes, then we call for the U.S. House of Representatives to convene and vote per the U.S. Constitution by means of one vote per state to decide the rightful winner of the election in accordance with the constitutional process of choosing electors. This is what the people wanted on January 6th. That's what I wanted. That's why I went there that day. Because I wanted to peacefully peacefully, and same with everyone else around me, peacefully protest against them counting the false electors. We wanted the evidence to be seen. In fact, the people going inside that building ruined the chances for the actual evidence that the Republicans were going to show in the Senate that day. They didn't even show the evidence. They said, well, because of this violence now, because of this controversy of what this insurrection that just happened, we're not even going to look at the evidence. We're just going to vote as the electors as they are. That pissed me off. I wanted them to look at all the evidence. I wanted the nation to see it. Oh, now here we are. What is it? 6, 7 months later, 8, 9 months, almost a year later. Since January, obviously, but you know, since November. I mean, we're almost there again. Yeah, so this is what we wanted, because this is what they were saying, like, well, if we can't tell, then we're going to just make it, as they said, the constitutional means of one vote per state. That's what would have happened if they found that there was something up with the electoral votes. They would have been like, all right, well, we're just going to go one vote per state, winner take all. And Trump, of course, would have won. There's more red states than blue states. It's a simple majority. He would have won. And he would win this. I'm sure people are missing Trump right now. I certainly am. Let's go, Brandon. Anyway, Wendy Rogers originally posted this. 92 legislators, and here they are. Let's go over there and just take a little look-see, shall we? Here's the original letter, the memorandum for record. Of course, sitting right on top is Wendy Rogers. She absolutely loves America. And look at this list. Thank you all for putting this out there. This is a long list. 92. I salute each and every single one of those guys. Thank you. The report said this comes after the forensic audit of Arizona's Maricopa County revealed thousands of discrepancies and issues with EV32 and EV33 ballot forms, along with a number of other serious election integrity problems. It noted the numbers of voters in the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County, Arizona, with no record of their existence, far outnumbers the margin of victory that Joe Biden supposedly achieved last year, thus putting immense pressure on the Arizona Senate President Karen Fann to take action and move to decertify the results of the 2020 election, as the true results of the 2020 political contest appear to be unknown. The lawmakers round out their letter by claiming that in 1960, Hawaii decertified, then adopted a second set of electorals after errors in the initial action. An analyst also said, we can point to Section 2 of Title 3 of the United States Code that says, when a state has had an election and has failed to make a choice by the day prescribed by law, which is, you know, the choice that was made, the assumption was that it was fraudulently given because of the illegal votes. The electors must be appointed on a subsequent day in such a manner of the legislator of such state may direct. So that recognizes the authority of the legislator to fix the problem. And it seems like that's what they're doing. They're trying to fix this issue, this problem, because this is a problem. I mean, I talked about this multiple times over the past year. Well, basically since Biden took office. What were to happen, hypothetically, if we found out Trump was the rightful winner, which many, many Americans believe. I happen to believe it as well. I'd seen enough of this BS discrepancies, voter. There's not enough evidence for widespread voter fraud. Sure, there's voter fraud. It exists, but widespread? Well, now they've changed it to not enough widespread to change the election. Well, where are they going to move the goalpost next? When we find out that Trump actually did win, what do we do then? Well, it seems that it's actually, they can actually decertify their votes still and bring it to the House of Representatives to have another vote for who the legitimate president is. Well, they can't have that happen, though. Georgia's already doing this. Check this out. Georgia Secretary of State opens investigation into Dropbox chain of custody. The investigation was started last week after a report of the Georgia Star News claimed that there was an issue with 43,000 ballots missing chain of custody documentation. This does not mean that any of the ballots were not legal and valid, simply that they were missing the chain of custody documentation, which is important to verify that the ballots were legally cast. Okay, so if they're missing that, okay, I want you to know, if you aren't aware, any ballot, paperwork, anything that has to do with a federal election has to be held for at least 2 years. They can't burn it. They can't shred it. They have to keep it in storage for at least 2 years just in case. Why was Maricopa County deleting stuff? Why were those ballots shredded in Georgia? Which was, this was all the way back in February or something, March. I don't remember exactly when, but they were finding all these things because they wanted to audit, and then the stuff was being shredded. Now they can't find the chain of custody. Like, then how do we know? Let's have a forensic audit then. This is what I question, right? Why would anyone be against this? Why would anyone be against this? If you are on the left, and you voted for Biden, and you think all of us crazy Trumpers are crazy because we think Trump won, wouldn't you want to prove us all wrong? Wouldn't you want to say, let's do this, and, you know, because look at Arizona, right? It turned out Biden had 90 more votes, and they're like, whoa, he had so many more votes now. But of course, they're ignoring the fact that there was tens of thousands of duplicate ballots that didn't make sense, that shouldn't have been counted at all. All right, they proved that. And now they're like, well, I mean, the numbers, you know, Biden actually did win there. So, ha, 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 we got you. It's like, no. There's a difference between a recount and a forensic audit. See, I want a forensic audit. And that proves fraud in Maricopa County. We've seen it. They brought forth the evidence in the Senate of Arizona. We saw it. I watched that whole thing. I was on the edge of my seat, and my jaw was on the floor. I couldn't believe it. Granted, I wasn't surprised, but I couldn't believe it. No, I mean, I could believe it. Who am I kidding? Right? Chain of custody is incredibly important, right? Anyone could have gotten a hold of them and done something to those. Like, look at, bring it back to the recall election, right? There's videos of women in regular clothes with mail keys opening up mailboxes and taking out ballots. Who are these women? It's not a male outfit. It's not a mailman. Male person, PC police, whatever. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I am going to be paying very close attention to what happens with all of this, because we deserve transparency in our elections. And they said it earlier in this. I just want to go back and read it again, because it was great. And this is one of the biggest parts about what they said that I really liked. The future. Here it is. To ensure the future integrity of our elections. That's what I want. Everyone's saying, how can we move forward? How can we look at 2022? How can we look at 2024 when we don't even trust the 2020 elections? What's going to change? We're going to get there and not even believe it. And 2024 is going to come along and, you know, they're going to keep saying, well, you just lost fair and square. Ha ha. You suck. And we're going to be like, you cheated. It's all fraud anyway. And we're going to get disheartened and people are going to stop voting. And then they're going to just start sweeping up. We need to lock it down. And that's what these people are wanting to do. And that's what I want to do. Look at Florida. I mean, Florida messed up royally in 2000. And I was talking to my cousin who's from Florida, and they fixed it. Florida had no issues. You hear anything about Florida? I mean, that's the one state that I'm like, we probably don't need to forensically audit Florida. Everywhere else, we definitely do. But Florida, I mean, they kind of learned their lesson, and we could probably learn a lot from Florida. So, all right. So that's my audit news. I will be paying close attention to that. Let's move on. Okay, now we're going to be talking about, this is crazy. I couldn't believe when I saw this. The FBI is being mobilized. The Biden administration was working with Attorney General Merrick Garland. And I'll just show you. I first saw this from Christopher Rufo, who posted it. And this is his original tweet, and I'm going to read you this letter. Attorney General Merrick Garland has instructed the FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose critical race theory in public schools, citing threats. The letter follows the National School Board Association's request to classify protests as domestic terrorism. You are now a domestic terrorist if you don't want your child subjected to critical race theory, which, by the way, is incredibly racist. Incredibly racist. And you know what? Before I even get into this, this was from James Lindsay, Conceptual James, on Twitter. And he talks about critical social justice, which is essentially what this is. And I want to just, it's a minute and 30 seconds long. I want to play it for you.
So the social movement that's best described as critical social justice tends to use language in specialized ways. They use a lot of jargon. And one of the terms that they like to use is equity. So I'm writing an entire encyclopedia on newdiscourses.com called Translations from the Wokish, a social justice encyclopedia, and I'm James Lindsay to help you break this down. So let's talk about equity for a second. Equity means redistribution. It means redistribution, and it also means reparations. I'm just going to put it out there from the beginning. It is a program that is meant to redress. They say that it's about creating equality of access, which is a difference from equality of opportunity. But the way that they can tell if there's equality of access is if there are equality of outcomes on average by identity group. So it's in effect a way to manipulate the situation so that they can come out with equal outcomes. And if those outcomes aren't quite equal yet, they have to manipulate the situation some more and manipulate it some more in order to get equal outcomes. But more than that, to achieve equity and further to achieve what they would say is justice, we have to go even further than just getting equal access as measured by equal outcomes. We have to actually make reparations or redresses for past injustices. We have to pay back the sins of the past in order to get to a point of equity. So equity is the redistribution of resources, which is to say that it's something pretty close to Marxism. And if you want to understand more about equity and these other specialized terms in the critical social justice movement, please visit newdiscourses.com and check out Translations from the Wokish.
So I actually have, let me show you guys that. It's a pretty good website. You could check it out, newdiscourses.com. And shout out to James Lindsay. I've met the man. He's very nice. And he is constantly fighting against communism, Marxism, critical race theory, which is absolutely racist. I know that Carlin and I have had many discussions about it. You know, is it anti-white? Is it anti? Is it just simply racist? And I think just yes, yes, and yes. It's anti everyone for certain. It makes white people the bad guys that everyone can blame for everything, which is just it's just crazy that they're now. So if you're against that, right? If you're against your schools teaching this to your children, you are now a domestic terrorist. Look at this letter. Okay, office of the. You know, let me open this up so I can zoom in a little bit for you guys. Okay, it's from the Office of the Attorney General. Memorandum for the Director, FBI Director, Executive Office, from Mayor Garland. In recent months, there has been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. While spirited debate about policy matters is protected under our Constitution, that protection does not extend to the threats of violence or efforts to intimidate individuals based on their views. Oh my gosh. I'm just going to read this because there's so many different things I want to bring up about the left attacking different people. I mean, look at Kavanaugh. They showed up at his house because they don't like his views, intimidating someone sitting on the Supreme Court. Hello? No, I'm going to talk about it right now. It's absolutely insane. What about that girl that was in the bathroom? Christy Sinema. Yeah. Yeah, here's Jezebel saying, absolutely bully her outside of her bathroom stall. Of course, they also were saying, how dare MTG target AOC? It's dangerous. It's all a matter of who you're fighting for, what narrative you're pushing. Because if you're a Democrat, you can get away with anything. You can burn down our cities. You can straight up kill people. And it's okay because it's for racial justice, racial equity. Which we all know is bullshit. All right? It is. And now they're getting the FBI to call them out and be, they're now domestic terrorists if they're against it, citing threats. Where were you in the summer of love last summer, huh? When they were, even small towns had their businesses boarded up because they didn't want people burning their livelihoods down. What was left of it after the pandemic hit, right? Because everything was closed. And then they started burning down the rest of the stuff that was open. Let's continue reading, though. Threats against public servants are not only illegal, they run counter to our nation's core values. Oh, so it's illegal? So why is this tweet by Jezebel up? It is still up, by the way. Telling people to bully Kristen Sinema in the bathroom. She was there, she was at a college to speak, and they were assaulting her in a bathroom while she was in the stall chanting with a phone out recording. Have some sense of decency. Oh, wait, what's that? The FBI is saying, well, if you're against critical race theory, you're the actual terrorist that we need to now mobilize against. Those who dedicate their time and energy to ensuring that our children receive a proper education in a safe environment deserve to be able to do their work without fear for their safety. I agree with that, actually. I agree. Everyone should be able to live without fear and fear for their safety. Everyone. That's how that should be across the board. That should be a baseline. In fact, that is a baseline. That's what I think already. That's baseline. Everyone should live without fear of their safety, right? I want that for everyone. Even the leftists, even, I don't care, everyone. I want that for everyone. I want everyone to feel safe and have a happy, comfortable life, period. The department takes these incidences seriously and is committed to using its authority and resources to discourage these threats, identify them when they occur, and prosecute them when appropriate. In the coming days, the department will announce a series of measures designed to address the rise in criminal conduct directed towards school personnel. Coordination and partnership with local law enforcement is critical to implementing these measures for the benefit of the nation's nearly 14,000 public school districts. To this end, I am directing the FBI, working with each United States attorney, to convene meetings with federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial leaders in each federal jurisdiction district within 30 days of the issuances of this memorandum. These meetings will facilitate the discussion of strategies for addressing threats against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff, and will open dedicated lines of communication for threat reporting, assessment, and response. The department is steadfast in its commitment to protect all people in the United States from violence, threats of violence, and other forms of intimidation and harassment. All right, well, that last line I already know is a lie. It's BS. I mean, I've watched people assault others. I'm talking about Antifa. I've watched them attack Trump supporters. They straight up killed a Trump supporter. Yeah. And then, of course, he brandished a gun and basically died by suicide to cops. Granted, the story is changed, however, whatever side you're talking to. But as I just shown with this image of them, her coming out of the bathroom, I mean, they were being assaulted. How? This is on Twitter. This is breaking Twitter's terms of service as well, right? But now we just heard from the FBI that, or from Merrick Garland, that it's actually just simply illegal. They can't do that. Oh, do you really care about all people of the United States or just the Democrats? Just the people that follow your narrative? Because that's the vibe I'm getting. They don't care. Or do they care about the parents who should have the ultimate authority on what their kids are taught? I'm going to be a part of my kids' lives. Whatever they learn in school, I want to know exactly what they're learning. I'm going to discuss it with them so they go into any conversation, anything that they learn, with a stronger base to deal with this kind of stuff. But it shouldn't be taught anyway. Critical race theory is racist. It teaches that white people are somehow the problem and black people can't get by. People of color are just held down. You're not good enough because of some imaginary person out there. It's not me. I'm not doing anything to these people. I'm working hard for what I do. And that's the only thing I can do. And that's what everyone should be taught how to do. Not taught that, well, white people are holding you down. No, they're not. You're holding yourself down. If you want to work, if you want something, if you want to save for something, if you want to start a business, don't waste your money. Focus on that and do nothing but that. And you will be successful, period. Critical race theory is a division. It's a wedge in between the people of America. And now they're saying that they're standing for the people of America while implementing something that is driving America apart. It's very sad to see this, because this is the Attorney General of America, and they're standing behind critical race theory, which is just, it's disgusting. Harassment, intimidation, threats of violence. What about the actual violence, huh? Mr. Garland, huh? What about that? What about the people who were actually being assaulted just the other day, all last summer, for so long? Donald Trump, look at him. He was being harassed and berated for years as soon as he basically announced he was going to be a Republican instead of a Democrat. Absolutely disgusting. This is from Schoolhouse Rights. I saw it and I really liked it. It's the same paper I just read to you. It's just, if you are a parent, do not talk to the FBI or nice men who come to your house with innocent questions. Ask for their identities and cards. Offer to speak to them through an attorney. Then tell them to get off your lawn. Then call an attorney and keep yelling at school board meetings. Thank you. Well said. Well said. If you are a parent, I think that's good advice. I'm not a lawyer. I know some. But I think we need to be very aware of what's happening right now. They are taking the rights away from the parents. They want, like, it's not, Nancy Pelosi said, our children. They're not your children, Nancy, you terrible wench. They're the parents' children. They're the only people who should be able to decide. Like, Gavin Newsom's trying to put that bill forward where kids can get transgender mutilation without their parents even knowing before they turn 18. That's just disgusting. Don't mess with the kids. Stop messing with the kids. I you know, it's that I'm going to be a father soon. I'm like, I'm feeling that energy of like wanting to protect. You know, I can't help it. Because if I had a child that was involved in any of this stuff, I would be flipping out. I would be at that school board yelling at these people. Maybe it will be me one day. I don't know. Oh, man. All right. I'm done talking about critical race theory. I can't believe I'm still talking about it. After all this time, it's still so prevalent, and it's just, it's like, come on. All right, let's talk about space, right? William Shatner, right? He, what a boss. I mean, he's 90, by the way. Dude is 90. And he's actually really spicy on Twitter. He gets into, like, Twitter battles. And it's actually very entertaining. He's great to get some entertainment from, because he gets into these logic battles with people that are so illogical. And he's so logical, and I like that. I don't know if I agree with all of his political stuff, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. I still really respect the guy. I grew up watching him. He was Captain Kirk. You know, I loved those movies. I loved Star Trek. I was very much a Star Trek fan as a kid. My dad was very much into Star Trek, so I watched it growing up. And he was always center stage, you know, telling the red shirts to go, you know, get murked on a planet, sleeping with sexy aliens. You know, I wanted to fly space. I wanted to be a captain of a spaceship. I mean, my dream as a kid was to be an astronaut, was to join the Air Force and then go on to being an astronaut in space. I really wanted that. And now that I'm looking back, I owe some of that energy to William Shatner. Yeah, I do. Because, you know, he was suave. He was cool. He was, you know, he was witty. And, he had good camaraderie with his team, you know, but he also had good morals that the show would bring out of him. You know, I don't know if you guys watch Star Trek at all, but I really liked it a lot. But anyway, Blue Origin is set to launch the Star Trek star into space. There he is sitting there. This is him on the Enterprise seat right there. Beam me up, Bezos. Not gonna lie, that was pretty good. William Shatner, the Canadian actor who famously played Captain Kirk in the original Star Trek series, will be launched into space October 12th by Jeff Bezos. Blue Origin, the company, announced on Monday. The sci-fi actor, 90, will fly as one of the passengers on the company's new Shepard rocket. Shatner will be the oldest person ever to travel to space after the roughly 10-minute ride, even topping the record set by Wally Funk at 82 earlier this year on Blue Origin. You know, I say what you will about Bezos, right? But he chose Wally Funk to go into space the first trip. Now, I did a whole segment on Wally Funk. She's amazing. She's one of the most decorated pilots in American history. She's amazing, and she deserved to go into space 100%. She was the top choice. And should have gone to space and did. And thank you, Jeff Bezos, for picking Wally Funk for that. Because that's awesome. She was passed over in an age of misogyny when it actually was prevalent. Okay? When it was prevalent. All right? Was. Past tense. People like to claim that it somehow is still so prevalent. It's not. I'm sorry. I just will not agree with that. But anyway, she deserved to go. And now we've got Captain Kirk being chosen to go, which is just pretty awesome. Here's a quote from him. He said, "I've heard about space for a long time now. I'm taking the opportunity to see it for myself. What a miracle," Shatner said Monday in a statement. Audrey Powers, Blue Origin's Vice President of Mission and Flight Operations, is also joining the flight, alongside previously announced crew members, Planet Labs co-founder Chris Bajuzin, and Medidata co-founder Glenn DeVries. "I'm so proud and humbled to fly on behalf of Team Blue and excited to continue writing Blue's human spaceflight history," Powers said. And here is the capsule after it landed the first time. And you can see Jeff Bezos is actually right here. He was, they were quarantined for a little bit while they were able to open the door and get it all set up. October 12th flight will mark Blue Origin's second crewed flight with its New Shepard rocket. Bezos, 57, went up to space in July with his brother Mark Bezos, pioneering pilot Funk, Wally Funk, and rich Dutch student, rich, his parents actually were the ones who bought the ticket. It was millions and millions of dollars. Oliver Damon, then 18, and the youngest person to go to space. There is the Blue Origin rocket right there. Rather phallic, if you ask me. The foursome reached heights of 66 miles above Earth on New Shepard and spent about 10 minutes off the ground. "I want to thank every Amazon employee." Oh, they're quoting Jeff Bezos here because he was saying they all made it possible for him to become one of the richest men on the planet. Yeah, I don't really care too much about that side of things. I really am more excited about this man going into space. Say what you will about William Shatner, I like his energy. I like Star Trek. You know, it broke a lot of barriers. I think, personally, it broke barriers. Like, they had, you know, an interracial kiss live. Like, oh my gosh. But that was in an era of, like, that's a big moment in TV history because, like, people, that was frowned upon, which is just terrible because a person's a person and you should, anyone could be amazing and be the person that you end up with in your life. You know, it shouldn't have anything to do with your skin color, which is why I'm so against critical race theory, because it's teaching that we should judge on the color of our skin, which is just insane. I know I'm jumping back into that. You know, it's really easy to do it, but Star Trek broke grounds with that. They made it normal. They normalized it. It's not a big deal anymore. I don't know. The Next Generation, I grew up as well watching, was a fantastic show. They targeted a lot of just good issues that needed to be talked about. And race was one of them. And treating people based on the character was always the sub-theme of any of those episodes. Every single one. It would end up being a judge of character was always the proper way to go, which is what Martin Luther King Jr. taught. We should judge people based on their characters and not their skin color and the things they cannot change. And I love that. These people, I mean, he would be ashamed of these people that are, you know, wearing his face on their shirts while screaming Black Lives Matter. Of course they matter, of course, but do all lives matter? And they're like, no, well, you got to understand that. No, I don't have to understand. You have to understand that all lives matter, and that's what we have to discuss, period. All right, I'm going. It's so easy to jump back in it because it's so frustrating. You know, I'm such a logical-based person. The logic in me is trying to deal with illogical emotions, and it's frustrating, right? Because to me, I'm like, yeah, but it's so simple. It's so, you just look at it this way and it makes sense. And they're like, no, we're just going to stay over here in emotion land. So, but it is fun to watch William Shatner snap on Twitter because he totally claps back at people. It's pretty funny. All right. Well, congratulations, William. Bill, you were a big part of my life as a kid, and I'm excited to see that you're able to go to space and really be Captain Kirk. Maybe you should wear the uniform. All right. Let's get into some super chats. How are you guys doing today? If you haven't already, smash that like button. Please do. We got a great smash to like ratio. Thank you so much. And also, please subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Yeah, someone said Hangover Gang, No Lives Matter. This is a Hangover Gang shirt that I'm rocking. And he's got a, for those who don't know, this is Tom McDonald's company, Hangover Gang. It's kind of like his crew. Hangover Gang forever. Tom McDonald, great musician. He has a song called No Lives Matter. And I agree with that sentiment. Seriously, no lives matter. We are nothing. We are going to die and we'll be dust one day and life sucks and then you die. I mean, that's... But in that, I'm still optimistic, right? I'm a realist as well, right? You can be a realist and be optimistic about life. You know, those two things can happen mutually. Like, and I feel like that's where I'm at. I'm a realist. You know, I'm vegan. I don't talk about it much. Everyone seems to know it though, but I recognize that I'm privileged to be vegan now because I know what kind of nutrients I need. I know what I can get because the society has built it up so I can go to the store and buy stuff that I need instead of having to grow my own food, deal with that. I would have livestock. If the world went to ended, right? I would go hunting. I would probably fish. I live on a river now. It's got pike and bass in it. So I'd probably hunt and fish, and I would eat meat. I would no longer be vegan. Granted, I actually have been eating eggs from chickens. I know their names, right? If they're from a place that they're, you know, a small farm or whatever, there's a couple farms around me, and we have a chicken coop that we're gonna have our own chickens. So, you know, it's different because I know them and they're going to be my homies. And I'm not going to eat the chickens. I'm going to eat their eggs, which, you know, whatever. Anyway, where was I? I don't even know why I got on that tangent. Oh, Hangover Gang. Shout out to Hangover Gang. Let's see. Mark G says, let's go, Brandon. Finally can watch live on time. Yeah, good to see you, Mark G. Welcome back. Welcome back. Brian Malone in chat says, Adam Krigler is the only vegan I like. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yes, I know, James. That's why I just said I corrected myself. I'm technically not vegan anymore. That's hilarious. No, you don't have to delete those, Montana. I don't mind. James can stay. You can be rude. I don't care. I don't care. You clearly are triggered. My goodness. It's so funny how triggered people get when the word veganism gets mentioned. Yeah. And he started spouting some lies about veganism too, which is lies. I saw that. Must be completely misinformed about it all. Anyway, let's see here. Red Mage says, with a $10 super chat, thank you, Red Mage, says, Virginia governor early voting is currently underway. Planning to vote tomorrow for Glenn Youngkin. Thank you. Awesome. Vote for Glenn Youngkin. I definitely agree. I encourage any fellow Virginians to go out and vote for our next state senator or state governor. Yes. I really like him a lot. I think Glenn Youngkin definitely is the way to go. From what I've seen, I don't know too much about it. Right on, Horseman. Well, I trust you. You're my mod, and if you want to do it, you do what you do, man. I appreciate it. I don't watch chat all the time. I'm doing my segments, so chat seems to be getting your back. I got you. I appreciate you, Montana Horseman. And shout out to my mods, though, honestly. You guys are absolutely fantastic. Angleby, Montana Horseman, and, of course, my wonderful mother, who was my first mod in chat. I might actually make some more mods in chat just in case. It seems like Montana Horseman is so on point, is always there. What's this thing doing? Got like this, like, my hair gets really curly. Come on. I don't know. You know what? It's too late. What am I doing, right? Mark G with the $10 super chat says, the audits are pointless/dangerous. When it shows that Trump won, it will result in bloodshed, as no peaceful transfer can occur. Pointless because rhinos are spineless and looking for donations. Oh, man. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not sure what would happen. That's what I was kind of talking about. Like, what would happen? How do we know that it Would it be peaceful? Like, no, it wouldn't. Like, they don't want to relinquish power. They don't want to. They think that. I mean, Biden's a bumbling idiot. I mean, did you guys watch his speech today? It's so frustrating to listen to him talk because it's the John Oliver effect. All right, this is all Democrats do this, and I say it's the John Oliver effect because I used to watch John Oliver. I used to think he was funny. And I used to get my news from John Oliver. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, it was great, it was funny, until I started learning about the truth of what was going on, the real news, the stuff that the both sides, the other side of the coin that gave the full picture. And then I realized he wasn't funny anymore because the jokes were based on lies. His whole premise was based on lies. Not every subject, mind you. Some of them were still good. Some of his whistleblowing on different corporations that were forcing opioids on people. Like, he does some good work, actually. But a lot of his political stuff was based on lies. So I call it the John Oliver effect. When they take something, Charlottesville, for example, is a perfect example. Donald Trump last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, my goodness, I don't even remember, 2017, 2018, I can't even recall, I wasn't political at that time, but Charlottesville, I heard it so many times in my red pilling days when people would say, how can you vote for a man that said there's good people on both sides? Which, by the way, Biden has claimed multiple times, even in the debate he brought it up. But it has been disproven because if you go listen to Donald Trump's speech about in Charlottesville about these people, he was saying the neo-Nazis should be condemned outright, period, no questions asked. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people that are just there because they want to not have the statue removed. That's it. He was saying there's good people on others, both sides, not including the white nationalists and the neo-Nazis, because they should be condemned, period. He condemned them. But see, now what the Democrats do, it's the John Oliver effect. They take that one line, there's good people on both sides, and they gaslight everyone that listens to them, all right, over and over and over again. So listening to Biden speak, basically every single time this man opens his mouth now is this whole, here's these little snippets of things based on lies, or he also, what they do is, they're talking about the infrastructure bill, right? Which has some things in it that I agree with. That I'm like, all right, I want infrastructure. And then he would say, but the Republicans don't want this stuff. It's like, are you serious? Republicans want infrastructure. They want America first. They want our infrastructure built up. They don't want the trillions of dollars of fluff that you added into the bill. That's what they're against. But you straight up are sitting here lying to the American public saying, hey, well, we want to build electric vehicle infrastructure so people can charge their cars moving into the future, which, okay, I want that too. That sounds great. And guess what? That's not what they're against. They're against critical race theories in school, having people coming over the border and you giving them amnesty as part of this infrastructure. They're not infrastructure, okay? We're infrastructure. Americans are. All right, not these illegal illegal immigrants coming across the border. And he gaslights these people. And then these people go on the internet and they go, how dare these Republicans be against immigration, be against infrastructure? They don't want the roads fixed. Dude, they wanted the road fixed way before you did. Granted, pretty much everyone, I mean, someone said about rhinos, they're all wanting money. They're all looking for donations. I don't know if there's anyone in government. All right, there's a few out there, all right? I like Ted Cruz. He calls a lot of people out. Love him or hate him. Rand Paul is pretty great. Gozer is pretty awesome. There's a couple great people in the government right now that I tend to like, but my goodness, I'm sick of the gaslighting. They do it nonstop. Saki is the worst because she does this thing where, you know, here's this. That's what she says. She's like, And well, as you know, racism is a serious problem in our country. Are you talking to me? No, it's not. You guys are claiming that it is. You're claiming that it's a serious problem, but it's not a serious problem. You're making it a serious problem by saying it's a serious problem, by dividing people by their race. And that's it. They gaslight you. They just tell you. And these people are blind. They're clueless because they're not doing their research. They're not cross-comparing. They're not going to dig in and see the other side to see, hey, is this the way it really is? Oh, it's not? So she's actually lying? Well, technically, it's not actually a lie. It's more of a twisting of the truth. It's more of just giving you little filters of what the truth is without telling you the entire story, which breaks their whole narrative. They're very careful about the way that they do things, the way that they say things. And Biden, man, today, he was speaking, I believe, in Minnesota. Yeah, Whitmer was speaking before him. And he was just talking so... He started talking about China too, which pissed me off because he mentions our adversaries. Our adversaries are taking advantage of America being so weak right now. And it's like, you made us weak, dude. It's your fault. And then he started praising China. I'm not joking. Joe Biden was praising China today. He was saying, wow, they spent... three times what we do on infrastructure. They've got this amazing infrastructure network, and they've got all these steel companies. They make in 1 month what we make in a year, steel-wise. Yeah, because we sent all of our manufacturing over to China. What do you expect? And he also said a false number. He said they have 70% of the electric vehicle batteries production. It's actually 80%. That's right, 80%. China makes all of the electric vehicles. Oh, so you want to move to electric vehicles, huh? You know, you realize that we're going to be stuck on China more now, right? We're going to have to be... You know why they're able to invest so much? Because we're giving them our money, Biden. Our money's going over there because they're selling us products that we're just buying crap from China, which is something that we should all... try to avoid, by the way, which I try to avoid as much as I possibly can. Sometimes you just can't anymore. A lot of electronics, you don't really have a choice. Taiwan made my computer, which I'm quite happy about, which is a country. All right, I'm just going to add that. Korea makes a bunch of electronics as well. South Korea, not North Korea. I don't know if you needed clarification. Anyway, where was I? Man, I was reading Super Chats and I kind of, man, that speech really pissed me off today. I was like, every like couple minutes, I'd be like, that's not true. That's a lie. It's based on lie. And then he said, I have to show you guys. You know what? I'm going to play this for you. Hold on. I got to pull this up, this video. I had no idea what he was saying.
When you build a charging station.
Hold on.
Parenthetically, when you build a charging station, it's like back in the day when my grandpa worked for the American Oil Company back in the turn of the 1920 in that area. Went from state to state convincing people that allowed them to put 20,000 gallons of gasoline under the ground. They didn't want them around. But parenthetically.
See, he's talking about how, this is a great example. He's talking about how his grandfather was trying to get people to put gas stations around to help people get used to having cars. Who's against having infrastructure for electric vehicles? Like superchargers. Tesla was doing it and I'm like, awesome. I saw them around Europe. I'm like, this is great. Moving towards a green future. I mean, granted, a lot of times they're powered by non-green sources, which is another situation. But here he's talking about, he's giving this old story about my grandfather and this and that. And people were trying to stop him from putting gas stations. Man, these Republicans really just don't want to work with us. Who's against that though? Right? That's what they do. They're like, see, they're against it. It's like, no, they're against the entire bill because there's so much pork in it. That's what they call it when there's so much fluff in bills. There's so much in it. It's 2,700 pages long. It's incredibly long. It's insane. these bills are so, they pack so much into each bill, you never really know. They're bailing out the media. It's insane. That's, the media is not infrastructure. It's a propagandist machine. All right. I'm going back to Super Chats. Oh, where was I? Let's go, Brandon. Where was I? Sparky, Georgia's Secretary of State Raffensperger is a never-Trumper. He is investigating so he can destroy the evidence. Chris Ray controls him. Well, that's not really a surprise, is it? Ugh. My, my. This thing is, like, annoying me. There we go. I don't know what to do with my hair. It, like, it's getting so curly that it won't go back. So I want to, like, put it back. But it doesn't stay down. I like this look, but it's not staying. Anyway. Let's see, where was I? Mark G says the audits should still be done, just no faith. I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you. Mr. Knox, Antifa and BLM have burnt buildings and bashing people who don't toe the line, but aren't considered as domestic terrorists. Clown world. Yes. Clown world. Agreed. Okay, Drummer says, purge the useful idiots with the jab. That is a super chat. I don't condone anything along those lines. I'm not saying that that's what it's doing. I'm not a medical expert. I have to say this because YouTube's cracking down. Shanjack says, if hypocrisy could burn, the left would have given us unlimited fuel to outlast the heat death of the universe. Yeah, that's true. Sejong says, I cannot possibly see anyone escaping prosecution in the future for these crimes against humanity. Anything less is total injustice. Yeah, but they see it as a virtue. They think that they are so virtuous in this movement that they've got. They think they're in the right. They think that this is, they think that we're the, they think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. All right. You're not crazy. Yeah. I agree though. Just got a super chat jump. Let me just find out where I was. There we go. Michael says, shadow ban test. Can I in fact mention Wallenberger, Ericsson, ABB Investor, House of Sweden, Swedish Kings of Cyber War, and Clinton? It's all connected. I have no idea. Did I just trigger something in the algorithm? What are you trying to do to me, man? But I don't know any of those things except for that last name. Daniel with a $10 super chat says, recording someone in a restroom in Arizona is a felony. So everybody who was in there, including the undocumented woman, needs to be prosecuted. You shouldn't harass or intimidate congressmen or sitting or any Supreme Court justice, because they do that with Kavanaugh. Absolutely insane. Is it a felony in Arizona? If you watch that video in its entirety, by the end, the woman's like still recording, walking away, and she goes, F yeah. And you could tell that she's like, got her. We totally just owned that girl. It's like, no, you embarrassed yourself and committed a felony. Mr. Knox says, William Shatner was supposed to come down to Melbourne for a convention. Then the pandemic happened. I don't understand the hate towards him, though. Probably because he's based. Mr. Knox says, continue. I find him quite entertaining and informative with some things. He speaks his mind and isn't shy with his words. No, he's very entertaining to follow. I agree. Sparky says, I learned to handle women from Captain Kirk and the character that Morris Day played in Prince's movie Purple Rain. Well, he was kind of a womanizer, Captain Kirk. I'm not sure if that was it's the best move to get your way to deal with women. But Jason Dixon says, I don't want to be your mod. I'll be your bodyguard in real life. Really? Thank you. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. I hope that I never need a bodyguard. Right. I hope that never becomes a situation. But yeah, maybe Jason, you're on the short list. Frank says, I feel it oddly appropriate you're wearing a Tom McDonald merch when I was literally listening to his music before jumping in here to watch this. Right on. I wonder what song you were listening to. I actually have both his new albums here that I got. He's got some new albums. Us Against the World and what is this one? No Guts, No Glory mixtape. Very excited. This is basically, I'm not joking when I say this. All I listen to when I drive in my car is Tom McDonald. Right? I see Captain Playoni. I see you in chat. How you doing? It's true, isn't it? You can vouch. She can vouch for me. It's true. Where was I? Fate says, Angleby, he knows. Too cheap. Supermod right there. Yeah, Angleby is a supermod. You are right. How you doing, Fate? Good to see you, mate. Thanks for that super chat. I haven't been on Twitch in a while. Fat Planet says, the mandates are in the infrastructure bill. Yeah, how is that? That's another thing that Republicans would be against, huh? The Helion says, Adam, you need to draw some attention to PA Representative Chris Rabb. Check out the PA House of Representatives site, the Enforcing Reproductive Responsibility Bill. Enforcing Reproductive Responsibility Bill. All right, I'll look into that. I don't know if I want to touch it, though. Jay says, let's go, Brandon. Robert Wilde says, Adam, most of the power grid for neighborhoods are not built to support multiple electric cars in the neighborhoods. You were blowing the power grid. Oh, well, but that's actually also in the infrastructure bill, is rebuilding the nation's power grid, which is good. I think we do need it. We are way outdated. Joffrey says, Foley is set in many exalted places while rich men sit in humble places. I've seen slaves riding on horses and princes walking like slaves on the land. What is that from? I'm not sure. Mark G says, the 90s are calling. They have a hair band for you. I cut my hair off, though. Roland, use caustic soda to strengthen your hair. I could probably put more gel in it. I just put a little bit because I don't want it to be stiff, you know? I want it to just kind of like rest like that. It's all good. Ulrich says, is there a Krigler Show P.O. box we can send to? Coming soon. Coming soon. Sejong says, so the people responsible for corning the AZ Dem in the restaurants is a part of the group Lucha, which is Spanish for struggle or fight. Left wing AF. Yeah. Mike McHale said the corruption in the U.S. comes from Sweden. The head of the deep state is global but stems from our small country. Wallenberg and Ericsson is key. What? What? Is that true? Because I've been to Sweden a lot and I've never heard that. But you did give me SEC, so you must be out there right there. Swedish SEC is like USD, US dollars, SEK. Jason Dixon says, I'm 45, retired detective, 6'3", 280 pounds with 18% body fat. I eat meat, I'm comfortable with violence, and I'd avoid hurting people, but not against it. All right, well, I got myself a bodyguard if need be. Thank you, Jason. Sejong says, SCOTUS season started this week. Make sure to keep an eye out on this. Landmark cases are coming up and huge sea changes on the way possible. Interesting. I'm... Yo, give me some more information on that, Sejong. That's I'm curious. Sejong says, fine, the 50s are calling. They got grease. No, that's way too much, though. I don't want it, like, greasy. You know, like a greasy style. Although, I feel like I could rock it. You know, I could rock some grease, maybe. Mr. Knox says, so China is having blackouts. Guess that embargo towards Australia on their coal didn't work out. Yeah, I don't know what's going on in China. All I know is they are encroaching very closely on Taiwan, and it's probably only a matter of time before they invade. But I'll be talking about that soon enough. And Wonderful says, Adam, did you donate your hair? I still have it, actually. The reason why is because Nisha wanted it. She has it herself. What she does with it, I don't know. I actually had buzzed my hair about 3 weeks before we met. So when I met Nisha, my hair was this big, this long. And I cut it, and we met, and she's laughing in chat. But, yeah, and she said, she was like, our whole relationship is in your hair. And I was like, oh, man. And she's like, I want to keep it. I'm like, all right. Happy, happy wife, happy life. That's what my dad says. And that's the time-tested saying. I don't even know where it's really from, but my dad says it. And anyway, thank you guys. You guys are absolutely fantastic. I think she's going to make a wig out of it, actually. I think she's going to make a wig. Yeah, donate it to her. She said in chat, he donated it to me, and I shall make a weird wig out of it. Or maybe voodoo dolls. No. Actually, you suggested it, and I said, you will not make voodoo dolls out of my hair. Definitely not. You can make a wig, and that is it. And then maybe we can... Never mind. I'm not going to make that joke. People in chat are making the joke for me. That's funny. Sejong says, 2A is coming up on New York gun laws. Roe v. Wade is on the table in Maine. Look at losing some grounds in Mississippi. Oh, wow. Hey, Robershaw, how you doing, man? Your hair went towards a voodoo doll. Rest in peace, Adam. No, it didn't. Don't be silly. Don't be ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, Illinois. I'm in Chi-Town right now. Oh, gosh. This is not in tune. I just play a little guitar. I'm out of super chats, so I'm just hanging out with you guys. See, this is where you can tell it's a cheaper guitar. It does not hold its tune at all. Really nice guitar. This is the song that I always play whenever I pick up a classical guitar. Okay, this thing is telling me the guitar is in tune over and over and over again. Frank says, if you need another bodyguard after him, for some reason, I'm 6'4", 210, and an army veteran, since you're apparently taking applications. This is awesome. I'm building a team, yo. Jason Dixon says, by the way, I have beautiful hair also. Native American. Right on, Jason. All right, so now I got two bodyguards. I got Frank and Jason. And then Jay says, I like chicken nuggets. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you all for supporting me. You guys are so awesome. All right, guys, I am gonna go. I'm hungry. I'm gonna go make some dinner. I hope you guys have been having a wonderful week so far. I will be back tomorrow with Malcolm Flex joins me, and we are gonna be talking about his Twitter ban, his spicy responses, his shutdowns. He is definitely a great follow on Twitter. If you are on Twitter, you can find him. I'm not sure, actually. I think it's Return of the Flex is his new Twitter handle. Jason says, I'm a Marine. All right, so we got an Army vet and a Marine. Oh, man. Awesome. So we're going to be, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sejong says, oh, we operating. Yes, I love this. I got my crew. Bodyguard gang. Nice. I love it. Thank you guys so much. I will be back, of course, tomorrow, 6:30 Eastern time. I'm going to have Malcolm Flex on the show, so I'll see you guys then. You guys have a wonderful night, and thank you for tuning in. Good night.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show, coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern time.